Hello, this is Sonic Souls, and I'm Charita. Welcome back to another episode. Hello?
Hi. Glad we're finally doing this.
I know, right? It took about what, 5 months? Ridiculous. Oh man. All right. Well, hello, future listeners. This is Sonic Souls, and today I have Fuji today as a guest.
Everyone.
You want to tell me about yourself a little bit so the viewers or listeners know?
Okay. I'm a digital artist. I typically do graphic design work, so I don't usually draw anything, but I'm also, you know, super passionate about music as well. So and I listen to like a bunch of genres, conveniently on Spotify, where you're most likely listening to this, so that's good. I've been doing it for about 6 years. I used to be like not incredible at it, but you know, over time you start to get better at it, and you know, practice makes perfect. So yeah.
He's an amazing artist, so please check him out. Twitter, I believe. What is it?
Yep, Fuji Finite. So it's Fuji, and then like it's not infinite without the I in, basically.
Right. Okay. I'll make sure to add that when I post the episode in the what's it called.
Thanks. I appreciate the free promo.
No problem. So. All right, so basically what I'm trying to do when I have guests now is trying to ask them about, like, you know, their top favorite songs or, like, a period in their life, like important songs to them. So I believe, I can't remember, is this, like, a period in your life or are these, like, your top 15 songs?
Partially. Some of my favorite songs, but also like times in my life where these songs have kind of helped me out, because you know, I've included certain songs I listen to and I'm like sad, or you know, I just need to feel something, you know, when I'm going through certain periods. And some are a little more upbeat, some are you know, that puts me in a better mood than like being depressed.
So yeah, I feel you. All right. So I have to say I did really enjoy your playlist. It felt almost you're welcome. It kind of reminded me of like a 90s movie, like, since it's like a lot of it's like that, like 90s grunge type, like
genre. Because like that's definitely like sort of my favorite. I got seriously into that like around high school time. I just like dipped into a lot of like 90s music, firstly like rock, but then I really got hard into hip-hop as well, because that's a lot of the music like, you know, my parents or like grandparents or have listened to, and you know, I heard it on like the radio a while ago and I'm like, oh, this music's kind of cool, let me dip into that decade of music more. So
yeah, the 90s, I still have to, like, get into. I'm more of, like, a 70s and 80s, I guess, and then, like, 90s, which is weird, because it's just, like, I was definitely born in the 90s, so it's, like, you would think I would, like, you know, gravitate to that more, but it's just, like,
Right. I mean, that's kind of like me, in a way. I, like, you know, I guess I'm quote-unquote a 90s kid, but not really. I'm born, like, 99, so doesn't even like fully count. And you would think I'd be more into like maybe 2000s music, 2010s. And in some regard, I am. Like, there's some music from that time that I really enjoy, but it's something about that kind of older sound that like resonates with me,
All right. Let's see. I don't know. Where should I start? I don't know. Well, the first song is Radiohead. I'm a fan of Radiohead, so
Me too, big fan.
yeah, my friend put me on from high school. Shout out to her. Hey, Victoria. Yeah, she put me on, and I think it took me a really long time to like kind of get into them, but you know.
Right. It's definitely like something of the acquired taste because it has a lot of, sort of downtrodden like themes around it. But I think it's like really good like emotion and music, and like I think Tom York is just an amazing vocalist, so it's good music to me.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to his side project, Atoms of Peace?
I think I might have listened to that. I've definitely listened to at least one of like Tom's like solo projects. I haven't really like fully dipped into that yet. Probably need to because I just think he's like really good as a vocalist, and he has like a he just brings a lot of emotions into his into when he's on Radiohead. But I think I might have listened to, I'm not sure if it was that album you mentioned, but I think I definitely listened to at least one of his solo projects.
I think you'd like it, especially if you're like already a fan of him.
I probably would.
Let me see. I think it came out in 2013, and they only did one album, but I think it's him. I forgot. It's two. No, it's a group of four. It also has the drummer, or is it the bassist? Either the drummer or the bassist from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, okay.
Flea? I can't remember. Is he the bassist
Oh, Flea. Yeah, he's the bassist.
or? Okay, cool. Yeah, so he's in it, and two other people that are like also like famous musicians, I believe. But yeah, it's a really nice like little group setup. I like it.
Oh, cool.
I feel like actually, you know what? I feel like, you know, I made you a playlist one time, and I feel like I added a song from there. Let's see. While I quickly see, because I'm on Spotify. Oh, shit. Did I? Nope. Okay. I
Didn't
lied.
you?
I didn't.
Oh,
But,
you didn't. Okay.
all right. I did it. But, although that's a nice playlist right there. But, if I say so
Have
myself.
to go back and listen to it to remind myself like a couple of the songs you put on there.
Yeah, you like, yeah, I think you said you liked a few. What you liked, I
Yeah.
don't remember, but hey. But all right. But yeah, that's my suggestion for you.
right.
You know, you're probably like, I didn't ask for any musical suggestions, but all right. Anyways,
That's cool. It's all right.
So you also have Tame Impala on there. You know, I used to pronounce that wrong in my head like all the time. Like
Oh, really? How did you pronounce
Tommy, I don't, or Tammy, I don't know. I don't know what was
it?
wrong with me. And then one day I like looked at it and I'm like, girl, it's definitely just Tame. Like yeah, I like Currents. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's a great album.
That is a great album. That was like my like I was going through a breakup.
Really?
I was, yeah. Yeah,
Well,
and I
that's definitely like a great breakup album,
it
actually.
is. Yeah, it was like weird because I was like looking for music and I'm like, I need something new to listen to because I you know, I don't want to feel this pain anymore. And then it was like gone on like I think I had like an iPhone at the time, so I was using probably like Apple Music or something. Whatever.
I see.
And yeah, it was like highlighted as a good album. I forgot what year that album came out, but
2015, I think it was.
okay. Yeah, so maybe it was like greatest rock albums from, I don't know, 2010s, or it was something like that.
Yeah, probably.
And yeah, they put that in, like, I forgot what the description said, but I was like, all right, let me check this out. I'm like, everybody always says, you know, great things about him, and I was like, I haven't been able to get into him yet, so I was like, let me try it. And, you know, first song, Let It Happen, and I'm like, oh, I was like, I can get into this. So yeah.
Yeah, because I remember I discovered like Tame Impala. Like, it kept recommending me the music on YouTube, and I was like, the album cover like looks pretty interesting, so I'll give it a shot. And when I listened to it the first time, I'm like, I don't really like it that much. But then I kind of listened to another song, and then I kind of felt where people were coming with the sound. And I guess I just had to kind of grow as a music listener, because my taste of music has like changed drastically in like the past couple of years. So now I have like an undying appreciation for the music. I mean, I'm biased anyway. I got like the album cover tattooed on my arm, so you know.
It's so cool. It's such a cool tattoo, guys. So cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How many hours did that take?
It actually didn't take that long. It took about maybe an hour and some change, maybe almost 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it was surprisingly quick. I didn't expect it to be that quick, but yeah.
That's interesting. I have still not gotten a tattoo yet, and I'm like, all right, I got some tax money. Do I act up now and get a tattoo, or like,
Nah,
or
do it. I'm enabling you. You should definitely do
I have to do it? It's been like years. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, I've been saying this since I like turned 18, or was about to turn 18, and just like I've never gotten it done. I'm like faking, or maybe that just means I'm not serious. I don't know. But yeah.
Don't know. Maybe you should just like, maybe it's not like a big tattoo, because you know, you maybe don't want to save a little bit of your tax money, but like maybe just like a little small one on your arm or something.
Yeah, start small.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. So next after that, you have From the Stars by Red Vox, which I've never heard of them until, you know, I listened to your playlist, and I was like, you know what? I like this.
I found out about that group because I watch a couple of streamers on YouTube. There's this one streamer called Vine Sauce, and you know, he just streams video games, but he had a you know he surprisingly has a great band that he started with one of his other people who that's a streamer as well, that's his friend. And I was like blown away that like someone who creates like you know content on Twitch or like on YouTube can have like pretty decent music, because I got like it's not the same album that song is on, but I have one of the vinyls like hanging up on my wall right now, because it's like a just a really great album, and I've never owned a vinyl before, so might as well start there.
So do you have a record player, or you just like have the vinyl up?
No, I just display it. I don't really have a record player right now. I mean, I might get one in the future, but honestly, I remember them like being kind of expensive, so I don't know if I want to like purchase that right now. You muted for a second, but that's okay.
Sorry. Yeah, someone just like called. I was just like, hold up.
Okay. All right.
Turn my phone on vibrate. Anyways, but at least it muted me and didn't just like completely end the whole thing. So I would have been
Yeah,
devastated.
that's good.
What was I saying? Oh, you know, I just, you know, shopping. And I just bought one finally, because that was something on my list for a while, because like I have two vinyls now and I didn't have a record player, and it was just like, all right, are you gonna buy it, or are you just gonna like look at these vinyls only, even though the liner notes are pretty cool.
See, my thing is with vinyl sometimes, I mean, I just view them as sort of like, I guess, a display thing, because like most of the music I have as vinyls, I can listen to like on Spotify or whatever.
Yeah,
So.
that's true. With ease, it's not like you could take a vinyl player with you, portable,
Yeah,
so.
that's true.
Although I remember like Amazon Music used to have it where you could like buy the vinyl and then you'd get the digital like copy as well. Like I thought that was pretty
Oh.
cool. I don't know if
Yeah,
that's still.
that's a nice deal.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I feel like I'm outdating myself now talking about Amazon Music. But yeah, so that's cool though. Is it a different album that you have the album, the vinyl from, you said?
It's from 'cause the song that I put on the playlist was from their second album. And Kerosene, which is the one I have on my wall, is from the third album. So,
Ooh.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I could see that being nice eye candy for the wall. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, that's nice.
It's because I always thought like their album covers were like pretty interesting because they have like another like it's a pretty good album and album cover, and that's just like regular art, but like. As the albums went on, it seems like they started to get a little more abstract because I'm trying to remember the it's I'm trying to remember the fourth album after Kerosene. I can't remember what it's called, but even that album cover is really cool as well.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name. I gotta look at that real quick because I can't remember the name of.
It looks like it's called Real Line.
That's it. And there's kind of a story behind that a little bit, like. It was there's this kind of this AI thing that like generates art, and they kind of took that and like redid it based on something that was AI generated, which I thought was cool.
Ooh. Yeah, that is very cool. Have you ever used like a art AI before?
No, and honestly, I really should because I could kind of like go. I think the one they used was GameBreeder. It's a website called GameBreeder, and I might use it because I could like mess around and like make something cool.
Which one is it? Dang, what is it called? I think I actually deleted it off my phone. Ha ha ha. But yeah, I'm pretty. Is it called Dreamscape? I don't remember what it's called, but it's like it's one you can use mobily, if that matters to you. Dream. The Dreamscape? No, that's not right. Dream. Dream AI.
Dreamscape.
Okay, Dream by Wombo. I don't know. Sounds really weird, but that was like that's the like latest art I feel like AI that everyone's using, and like the thing's actually pretty cool. Like you can type in a few words and it's gonna like generate something, and they have like different styles you can choose from, and like I think what I did just to see like how legit it was, 'cause I was like they're all about to look the same, aren't they? I would use the same phrase, but then like I changed the style and actually like kind of changed it up a bit. So I was like, all right, this is legit.
Cool.
But yeah, that's yeah. I
I'm
definitely.
checking it out now. It looks interesting. I might give it a shot. I never heard of it before, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm looking at images of it. Okay, yeah, I've definitely seen this because I've seen people messing around with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Yeah, this looks familiar.
Yeah, and then I've seen even people like take that image and then like use Glitch Lab and like still do something on top of that even more crazy. So, more possibilities. Oh, see, now I gotta go back all the way looking for this because I got distracted. All right. Let's see. Yeah, Slow Ride, Sublime. I feel like this is my second song by them that I listened to, so this was like, nice. Don't to hear, 'cause I'm like, yeah, I haven't really like tried to listen to them before. The only other time I heard them was like in an Uber ride.
Yeah, I'm a pretty like recent Sublime fan. I'm not like a huge Sublime fan. There's only like a couple of songs I know for them that I really like. But I remember just like playing Slow Ride over and over and over and over again because I just like kind of the chilled out reggae beat of like the song. And I thought the drums sounded really good on the song, and I just played it a bunch of times, so I had to add it to the playlist.
Well, it was a nice choice. It flowed nicely.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So we have Tears, which is next, by Teenage Fan Club.
Teenage Fan Club, yeah.
Yeah. And,
nah.
Huh?
Oh, no, go ahead.
I actually like this song too, even though like it started off kind of like depressing, which is actually kind of fine for me because I like depressing music sometimes. But
Right.
then you know they flipped it around in the second half. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it did kind of have like an uptick like right at the end, and then comes that cool little horn section at the end of the song. Yeah, this song is like a pretty complete package. And I did, and that song did come from a time, because I remember when I started like college early on, I was like, I felt like really lonely and shit. So I was just playing this song and like feeling bad. But you know, I'm better now. I'm in a slightly better place now. So,
That's good.
but the song did help in some ways, because you know, and also at that time, I wasn't really like making as art as much as I am now. So I needed some type of outlet, and I thought, you know, music would be a pretty good place to start. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that little story.
You're welcome.
all right. And next we have Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Love the song. This is actually the song that got me into Nine Inch Nails. When
Really?
I
Okay.
yeah, because when I first heard this song, I was like, I've never heard anything like this in my life. Like, I was just kind of blown away by like the layers of sound that are just in like every Nine Inch Nails song. That's why they're like one of my favorite groups of all time, because I've just never heard something quite like what Trent does with his music. So.
Yeah, they're different. It is very layered. I'll give them that. Still have to get a little bit more into their catalog.
Right, man, they have like a good few amount of albums, like, and some of them can get a little lengthy, like The Fragile. That album is like a double LP, so it crawls very closely and like to the 2 hour mark.
There you
But
go. Okay.
I've listened to it about like maybe about 3 or 4 times at this point, so
A real fan, you know.
yeah, I'll live by that, because I am 0.5% of Nine Inch Nails users on Spotify, and I'm just like, I pride myself in that. So, you know.
That's crazy. I mean, like that percentage, like mine's was like one, I think, or something for my person, which is a random like Japanese band, but that's neither here or there. But yeah, that's great. I need to get on your level and get to like the top 0.5% because I'm slacking over here.
That's all right. I mean, it's just that I'm the type of person that like when I find a group, I'm like, I have to go the if I really like your music, I have to go to like your entire catalog, and like even all the obscure songs that no one like pays attention to, I just have to like really get into it. At least that's just me, because I've liked like over 95 different songs from Nine Inch Nails on there. On their Spotify, so
That's a lot of songs. That's up there.
yeah,
Yeah, I
that
feel
is
you.
a lot.
That's what I do pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, some artists you just get like super passionate about, and you just want to like go through
Stock
the entire catalog.
them. Yeah. Not stock. Or a little bit. All right. This night has opened my eyes. By the Smiths. Never heard this song either, even though I am familiar with the Smiths, like one or two songs. But I really liked it.
Okay, cool. I mean, I'm not as familiar with the Smiths catalog either. I went back and like listened to maybe their first two albums, and I liked a few of the songs, but this song I thought was like it's like really good because I like how the guitar sounds on the song, and then like his vocals. I can't remember the guy's name right now.
Morrissey?
But wait, what was that?
I said Morrissey, I believe.
Hey, I think that is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think that is it. Yeah, and I just thought, he sounded really great on the song because he's got a pretty cool voice. And yeah, and I think the meaning behind the song is a slightly dark, but
little bit, a little bit.
as as a lot of this playlist is in a way. But I guess I tend to like go towards like songs with like darker themes or whatever to express myself, I guess.
Yeah. I
So.
mean, hey, that's definitely one way to do it. It's like either it's like you gotta have like a happy playlist, or you gotta have like, your sad one that you go to,
Oh yeah, and I mean, if I had like extra like happier upbeat songs to add to the playlist, I'd probably add a couple of Daft Punk tracks because that music really gets me in a good mood.
Yeah.
Especially Discovery, like Discovery from back to front, I could listen to that like at any time because it's just a really great album.
Yeah, I probably listen to that at least once a month, if not more.
Okay.
I was even playing it one time. My dad was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "It's like house music." And then he was just still looking at me like, "Okay, like, yeah, nothing
I mean,
really."
definitely not for everybody,
Yeah.
but it depends on like, what people want from from like what sound they particularly like, because it's definitely like more upbeat, club type music. But I mean, I don't know, I just like how energized it is. And they're really, I mean, the Daft Punk guys really great DJs, and I'm pissed off like now they're like broken up, so like they can't even make new albums anymore. So
Yeah, I'm still very like upset about it. Like, I know I tweet about it probably like what once a quarter. I know people are probably like, "Girl, shut up." But I don't know. Did you see that they like wait, you're not really on Instagram, are you? No.
nah, I'm not really.
Okay. Well, they had posted, I guess it was the 25th anniversary of Homework, which I don't know if I really like the Homework album. But anyway, so they
Yeah, I'm mixed about it too, honestly.
yeah, mixed feelings. But yeah, they posted about that, and then they had like a live stream, like a Twitch of like playing like a concert, one of their concerts from like that time period. It was actually, I watched it for like 2 seconds, and then
Yeah,
I was like,
same,
not today, not today.
because they made like a post about it on like Twitter or whatever,
Yeah.
and I got it from there, and I went to their Twitch page because I didn't even know Daft Punk was like active like that on like social media, but
Exactly.
then but then I like got on Twitch and I watched like you said, like 2 seconds, and they were playing music from Homework, and I was like, oh, I mean, that's pretty cool. I never actually surprisingly looked for a Daft Punk live show, which is weird, but maybe I should do that at some point.
Yeah, I never looked for one, but I listened to the like a live tour album, and that's like live. That's a really good one. But they play mostly, I want to say, a lot of Discovery, and then maybe like a few songs from wow, y'all know what I was trying to do. Go back.
Were you trying to say from like Homework?
Maybe it's not
Instead
Homework. I don't know.
of.
I feel like, okay, maybe they do have like one or two songs from Homework, and then they have probably, what was this, what's the album after? Oh, Human After All. So yeah, I feel like they
Oh
have
God.
some Discovery
Don't
and
even get
then
me started on that album. don't even get me started.
I have a, yeah, I like have a hate love relationship with that album. I was really impressed by it off of iTunes, like forever ago, and like I bought it and I was like, this is not the same energy as Discovery, but I was like, I'm just gonna rock it out anyways because I spent money on it. But yeah, not my favorite. Random Access Memories, that's like second after Discovery for
I 100% agree, 'cause that's a fantastic album. But when I was like, because I recently went through like Daft Punk's discography maybe a couple months ago, and when I got to Human After All, I was like, man, like how could they have like completely like missed the sound they were doing on like Homework? Because I like a good few tracks from Homework. I thought some of them were pretty good, and then like Discovery is like God tier in my opinion, and then they go to Human After All, and I'm like, ooh, like what happened?
don't know. I think maybe it's like, maybe it's supposed to be like that. 'Cause it's like, oh, we're human after all. So maybe it's like, I don't know. Like, not dry, but something like that. I don't know. It's, wait, is this, are this
Just
some
like,
references? I'm on the wrong thing. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that was supposed to be the vibe of it. It's just supposed to be kind of like dry compared to the other albums. That's the best way I can describe it.
that's true. I guess maybe that's the vibe they were trying to go for, but I don't, they might have just like missed the mark a little bit,
Yeah. What was that,
because that's
2000?
like, because when people bring up that punk, it's like that's like usually like their least favorite album, and that's fair. I mean, you know.
Did you ever listen to the Tron soundtrack?
Oh, I've listened to, well, I've seen the movie, so I mean, and that's probably like years ago, but I remember some of the tracks being pretty enjoyable to listen to, but I've never gone and listened to the album itself, like just sit down and listen to it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I think I tried and then I got bored, but I ain't gonna lie. Excuse
That's
me.
fair.
Yeah, I don't. Something like that happened. I was just like, yeah, not today, but I'll probably try again because I do enjoy Scores every once in a while, so I don't see why I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, 'cause I mean, I'll go back and listen to a couple of movie scores sometimes. I mean, I'm like a Star Wars nerd, so I'll go back and listen to the Star Wars soundtrack sometimes because it reminds me of like the movies again without having to go and watch them or whatever.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours watching.
Oh yeah.
Oh my
And
God.
I said, and I actually rewatched them the months back, and I had to stop at like the sequel trilogy because I'm not sitting through those terrible films again. Like I have to stop. That's enough. I've watched enough Star Wars. I'm gonna move on now.
Actually, I mean, I'm not like a huge like. I mean, I like it, but I wouldn't consider myself like a fan. But actually, I didn't mind the like the newer ones or the second trilogy, I guess.
Okay.
I
Mean,
don't
some
really.
people like it, some people don't. Personally not a big fan, but there's parts of it I appreciate what, you know, what they try to do, but I just thought it was kind of a little sloppy, but at least that's just my opinion on it.
I can see that. Yeah. I mean, 'cause what's his name wasn't, I mean, he was involved but not like super involved, right? Or not involved at all. Lucas,
He was probably like a little involved, or at least his, you know, just the concept of Star Wars, that, you know, they got it from him, because, you know, but really at that point it was just, you know, whatever decision Disney wanted to make or what Abrams wanted to make, because he directed like two out of the three movies, so.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, J.J. Abrams, I don't know. It's like either you really love what he put out or you hate it. I feel like I can't remember something of his that I was like, yeah, I don't like this, but
I mean, probably people are just like tired of him at this point, because, you know, they he did the Star Trek films, and you know, know, people are mixed about that. Now he did Star Wars, and like people just want probably Abrams to like sit down somewhere.
Yeah, like I feel like you're a traitor at that point. Like I'm all for like the Star Trek, of course, because now that I would consider myself a fan. But
Okay.
yeah, I don't know how you go from Star Trek to like Star Wars. It seems a little
Yeah,
weird.
it's a literal a traitor there, because you're like, you know, you're crossing the streams here. It's like either you want to focus on doing stuff for Star Trek fans, you want to focus on doing stuff for Star Wars fans. You can't like mix the two. I mean, but
Exactly. They'll
you
just come
know,
out with a new series that like blends both of them and try to pass it off.
oh my God, the fan base will implode on itself if that ever happens. Like,
Probably. Huh. Oh man. All right. Way off topic there.
oh yeah, whoa, yeah, definitely way up topic, but
Hey.
sorry, I just went on a tangent. I'll take the blame for that.
No, you're fine. I'm the one that started talking about, I don't know, space stuff, I guess. Or no. Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin, honestly, at this point.
Daft Punk? I don't. Yeah. I don't know. All right. So then you have Hello, It's Late by the Stone Temple Pilots, which I thought was an interesting song because I'm like, all right, they're talking about marriage. So I'm like,
Right.
this is an
'Cause he was
interesting
going
song.
Yeah, he was going through Scott Weiland was going through I think like a breakup or like a sour point in his marriage, and that was kind of just his match, kind of almost like an apology to his wife for like being I guess just being, because he's been, or he has fought with, because he's passed away now. He
Oh,
did
really?
fight with,
Aww.
yeah, he passed away I think in 2013 because drug overdose, because he's been fighting with drug abuse for a long, long time, since like shoot, like the mid-90s.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah, he's fought for with it for like a long time, and I think that was probably partially contributed to, you know, a rocky marriage or whatever. So this song was kind of like basically an apology.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded like the song that you like, you know. I don't smoke cigarettes, but just felt like, you know, I should have a cigarette in my hand and like
And just smoking it and just letting out everything.
yeah. Oh man. All right. So like oh wait, you have two songs by them. I knew that. I
Oh,
forgot.
yeah, that's right. Yeah, because the next one is Atlanta by
Yeah.
them, which is another great song. But at first, I was like, why is this like everybody's like favorite Stone Temple Pilots song? Because I wasn't like too familiar with Number Four, which is their fourth album. But then I went back and listened to it, and I'm like, yeah, this song is like, it's like really good. It's kind of almost like, this is before Scott passed away, but it's almost kind of like his swan song in a way. It had like powerful stuff behind it. It's kind of like a great exit for him as like a songwriter, I think, and a musician and like a vocalist or whatever. But I just think, you know, he just has a lot of emotion behind it, the song.
Yeah, I gotta give that one another listen. Actually, yeah, I gotta listen to Atlanta again.
Never figure out why it was called Atlanta, though. Still trying to put that together.
Oh my gosh, I feel like that's a whole like thing in music. Like, let's name the song that has nothing to do with the actual lyrics. It's just I don't like Panic at the Disco and gosh, what's the other band that was like really popular at the same time? Yeah, okay. The one with Pete Wentz in it. What is that group called? Oh. I can't remember,
Can't
but
yeah, I can't remember either.
No, I'm gonna search it. This is what the computer's for. I'm gonna feel stupid after I find it because it's like, oh yeah, Fallout Boy. See,
Oh yeah, that's right. See, I forgot his name. I forgot the lead singer's name. It sounded kind of familiar, but I couldn't like tie it to a band.
yeah.
But I
Right, so.
definitely am familiar with Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, and like all like they had like that period, like I said, like Panic at the Disco, where it's just like it'd be these long titles that had nothing to do with the song, and it was just like, what?
God.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know. But that was a good era of music. You
Yeah,
said like North
it was
America.
like kind of punk rock, punk pop, you know, kind
Emo.
of era of music was interesting. Because I'm like sort of a fan of Queens of the Stone Age, and that was kind of that era too, of that kind of pop punky music that I kind of like.
Yeah, I think I've listened to them before. I don't know. Or I tried. I at
Okay.
least tried. And I don't remember if it was a successful try or not.
Yeah, I
But
mean
it happens.
there's people that have like problems with their music. It's again, it's a kind of an acquired taste. You have to be sort of into that early 2000s, like we're gonna just sing about fucking whatever. And it may make sense, and it may not make sense, but at least a lot of that music is good to me, because I think like the guitar in that era, like instead of like, you know, like 80s or like 90s is like hard, you know, crashing guitars, it's like more kind of a smoothed out, like different, just a different sound than you would get like in 90s and 80s rock. That's why I kind of like it.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know if I ever
Yeah.
like realized that, but yeah, you have a point. It is a little bit different, and it
Right.
is nice.
I'm not like the best at describing it, but like it definitely has like a definitely has like a different sound to me than like grunge or any other earlier rock music.
Yes. I agree. Let's see. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I don't really remember probably the last few songs on this, so I'm gonna like I have the list up, but I don't remember how the last few songs sound. But anyways, so we have Possum Kingdom by Toadies. Anything special about that song?
That's the kind of the one of the few songs I got into, because I found when I was getting into like alt rock in the 90s, I found like this playlist on YouTube that just had a bunch of popular songs from that time. I guess that was played on the radio frequently, and they all had like music videos attached to them. So that was one of the songs on the playlist, and I was like, yeah, this song is like really good, as you know, a great, you know, just all the instruments just sound great, like the drums, guitar, everything. And it's like, it was just something about it that's like, yep, this definitely clicks with me. And like the whole album around with Possum Kingdom is like really great. I think it's really like severely underrated. Like that's their first album, and I think they did a really great job. And it's definitely not talked about enough.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that the whole album out. I was gonna actually do that, so that's on my list of things. I'm like, I probably just want to check out these albums from the songs that you picked.
Okay, cool. Because yeah, because Rubberneck is their first album. That's now remembering the name of it. Yeah, by the Toadies, and it's like really good. All the songs are excellent, and it's like a really short album. It's only like 36 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad. Like my
Pretty
length.
short.
All right. Okay, so next we have The Downtown by Days of the New. Like I said, I don't remember. Terrible.
That's cool. That one had like that was probably like the only song on the playlist I think that had like mostly just acoustic guitar and like drums. But I just thought like the kind of opening strumming of like the acoustic guitar in the beginning of the song was like really good, making kind of continues on the rest of the song. It just has like a good. See, when I think of it sometimes, because I used to listen to a lot of his music when I was just like on the bus home from high school, and I would just play it. And I have like the window down, the breeze going on the highway, and it's like it's kind of a whole experience, So, and it reminds me of like that time. I'm like, those are good times.
That's nice. I like how, music can do that for us, like help us remember like good times like that. That's cool. Oopsie. Wow, okay. Lounge Act by Nirvana. Now that I'm familiar with. I mean, I want to say who doesn't like Nirvana, but I'm sure somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people maybe that are around my age, and it's no fault of their own. I mean, a lot of popular music around my age is more like hip hop and stuff like that, and like rap, because that's kind of dominated the music, industry for a while now. So a lot of people are not going back and listening to old music. But I mean, if you give Nirvana a chance, some people give Nirvana a chance, they might, end up liking it, because it's has a very aggressive sound. It's like different. I think Nirvana's music is a lot different than a lot of other grunge that came out at the same time. Because I would consider like Stone Temple Pilots or like Alice in Chains to be grunge, but they have like a different sound than Nirvana has.
Yeah, like I know what you're talking about. Although I haven't, well, funny enough, you have two, or you have one song by Alice in Chains, on here. But yeah, I would have to agree. Like I think, like a few years, oh gosh, a few years ago, probably more like 5 or more years ago. I already like rock music, I guess. And then I was like trying to get into the grunge thing, or I was curious. So I was like, yeah, let me check out Nirvana. And I liked it. So, like, I bought the album or whatever. And once again, Amazon Music used to be really dope, I feel like, because they used to have like albums really cheap, like $3.99, $1.99.
Not bad.
And I would just buy those, like, especially like best of albums a lot, just to get like a little sampling of people's music, and like I wouldn't feel bad if I spent $1.99 on it, on a whole album, because it's just like, hey, it is what it is. But yeah, so but I feel like I checked out some other grunge people, and like yeah, it's like their sound was different. Excuse me. And I don't know, even their older stuff, like I mean, I think like everyone kind of knows that album cover from Nevermind. Like that's pretty iconic. But like I actually listened to part of, I want to say their first album, which I don't know what it's called, but
It's
actually,
bleach.
okay, thank you. I want to say I listened to part of that and I actually like that too. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think Bleach kind of gets overshadowed because Nevermind's like, Nirvana's breakout album. But there's a lot of good tracks on Bleach that I think, get overshadowed.
Grunge is cool.
Yeah, I love grunge. I mean, I've been a fan of it for like so long now. So.
I actually have another suggestion for you for like
Oh,
another
you do? All right.
So there's this guy named Nino Bettencourt, and he was in this band called Extreme, which was like a funk metal type band. Don't ask me how he got into grunge, but he had like a solo album that's like grunge, but like I like it. Although it's kind of like hard to find. Actually, no, I think that one's on Spotify. I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
But yeah, I have a few favorites on there. But you might like it. I don't know. I think you might.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Like, I'm into trying new music, especially if it's like a genre I'm sort of into. So yeah, I'll probably give it a listen.
Okay. While I look for that, all right. After that, we have, let's see, The Day I Tried to Live, Soundgarden.
Yep, that's another depressing one. Came from a time where I was actually the first time I listened to that song was when, because for some weird reason in high school I never owned Spotify or anything for some reason, and I would just like go on YouTube and listen to full albums that probably were not supposed to be uploaded to YouTube, but I mean I didn't care. It was like, this is an artist I've listened to, because the first song from that playlist I mentioned earlier was like Black Hole Sun, and that's like their breakout song. It's like their biggest song they probably ever made. And then that song from that album led me to Super Unknown, which is where The Day I Tried to Live came from. And yeah, when I heard that song, I was like, yeah, it's this is depressing, but I kind of, I feel this. In a way.
Yeah, it's like that sometimes, you know. It just hits you.
Hits
Okay.
you in the feels, you know?
It does. It does. Yeah, I gotta listen to that one again because I tried to actually listen to your playlist today, and I got up until Awesome Kingdom, so I'm gonna finish it. This would be my like
Okay.
second or third time listening to your playlist, so
Right.
I'm gonna finish the what last six songs or whatever.
Okay.
And then all right, we have two more songs, and I'm gonna ask you. I think I had a few questions that I feel like I didn't ask you yet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask those after that. All right, so Nutshell, Alice in Chains.
Yep, that's I was from their EP Jar of Flies, which is it's a great project. I think it's probably like one of my favorite albums from them, besides maybe their self-titled album or like that other one, Dirt, which is another Alice in Chains album. Like, and this song in particular is like, again, really emotional, but a lot of the Jars of Flies album is emotional, but this one's like particularly emotional. But again, I just thought it was really good. And that was the one I was actually going to end the playlist with, but I decided to add on one last song that really struck a chord with me, you know.
Okay. And the last song is drumroll. Life of the Party, featuring Andre 3000 and no, I'm sorry, I guess I should have said Kanye West featuring Andre 3000. I actually did enjoy that song. You know, it was that whole like drama surrounding it, but I didn't really care about that. I just actually liked the track.
Right. Oh, I didn't even know there was like drama around it. I just heard it was like, apparently it was leaked before the deluxe version of Donda came out, and I was like, okay, I didn't know about that, but now I'm listening to it.
Yeah, it was a dope song though.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I like rap songs that like tell a story.
Those are usually my favorite, or just ones that have like good rhyme schemes. Like it flows well, and I thought Andre's just has always been a good storyteller when he does Outkast tracks or whatever. And I just think, he's just a phenomenal artist. Like, if you go back and like, because when I found out that like Hey Y'all had like deeper meanings in it besides like just listening to this upbeat song about, with Andre rapping over it. If you actually listen to the lyrics, it's like he's talking about being in like a super abusive relationship with like, or really, it's sort of abusive, but it's more like a relationship that's just like going nowhere. And he's talking about no one in that relationship being satisfied anymore. There's like no, there's no love. And I was like, when I heard that, I was like, yo, this is insane.
Yeah, I never that. See, look, now I gotta listen to the lyrics for that. I don't think I ever got into the lyrics for that song.
Yeah, because I never really paid attention to the lyrics before, because I was, the music around it was like so upbeat and like happy, and I was not like really paying attention to what Andre said. And like literally, and like I think part of the chorus is like he says something like, y'all don't want to listen to me, y'all just want to dance. And I was like, oh shit, he did say that, and we're straight up not listening to him, we're just dancing right now. I was
Dang.
like, yo. I mean, he kind of put that in there like so discreetly. Like, you, if you just like are not listening to it like intently, you're gonna like completely miss
Like me.
it.
Oh man. Oh yeah, I gotta go back and listen to that. It's like, yeah, that's like one of their like most popular songs. So it's like that's
Yeah.
crazy. That's crazy. Oh, I was like, what am I supposed to be doing? All right. Let me get my note thing up. That's really cool. Thank you for that. I like learning like little stuff like that, or like lyrics, 'cause like yeah, like it's like a two-way street. It's like either we're like paying attention to the lyrics or we're not. And like I feel like lately
Right.
I've been definitely trying to get more into the lyrics. Although sometimes people just write lyrics that like still it's like very vague, so then you just still can't even try to like get into it deeper. But it's like I guess that's for you to interpret yourself, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, that's how some songs are structured. But yeah, you'd be surprised at some of the songs you just listen to and you don't think they have much substance. I remember like Foster the People's Pumped Up Kicks. I thought it was just,
That's
and
right.
talking about kids with like, cool shoes or whatever. But if you actually pay attention to the lyrics, he's talking, describing a school shooting. Or in the lead up and the actual act of like someone shooting up a school, and I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, I like Foster.
It was, yeah, I can't like say I really like them, because I probably only listen to Pumped Up Kicks, but
They're so good. Oh my gosh.
yeah, I probably should. Like, there's probably a lot of artists that, people are into, but I probably only listen to like one song. But I have like a probably a huge back catalog of artists I really need to get into. But there's a time for that eventually.
Yeah, you'll get to it.
Yep.
All right, so I have two questions, and then I guess we'll be done, unless we get on another tangent, of course. All right, if you could spend the day with any band or musical artist, dead or alive, who would that be?
I've thought about this question, and I had to put it like to three people, because I couldn't really decide on like one, because there's like I can't like give I can't like decide on like at least one in particular, because these like three people are like, I really just want to spend maybe a full day or like a week in their lives and see how they record music. And one of them being Kanye West, because I just think he has such an interesting way of making music, because I've been watching the documentary on Netflix, and I'm like, man, this guy really knows his shit. Like, he has produced for all these big artists, like he's produced for Jay-Z and other artists during that time, and he just has a sort of like technique that I think it's just like different than a lot of different producers. And I already knew he was a talented producer, like well before that documentary, and you know, kind of learning how much different songs he produced for. But I kind of want to see how he works, you know, besides all like the craziness surrounding him. But I just think he's like still like super talented.
Yes.
Right. And like the second one I came up with is Kevin from Tame Impala, Kevin Parker. Because I've seen a video of him just like in a house of recording, I think, stuff for blanking on that. I always blank on album names, but like the recent album that I literally went to a concert for, and I can't remember the goddamn name of the album.
What is, wait, I don't know either. That's, I love that album. Wait.
Yeah, I love that album too, and I can't remember the narrative for the life of me. I don't know what is wrong with me.
I want to say it's something else, but that's not it. Oh, the Slow Rush. I don't know why.
Yes, the Slow Rush, yes. Yeah, I think he was recording songs for that in his house, and he's, you know, he's a multi-instrumentalist. So he's playing keyboards, playing drums, playing guitar, and I'm like, I just want to see, you know, this dude create music. So I think that's I want to do that for like a lot of people, because I just think like music creation in and of itself has like a whole story around it, more than just like when the songs come out and you just, you know, you hear like maybe where an artist was at that time, but like the process of it is just as much of a story than you know, like the actual album is, at least for some artists. And then the third one I'll say is bring it back up, Nine Inch Nails again with Trent Reznor. Because I think he has, of course, an interesting, very interesting sound to his music. And I mean, I've seen a couple of videos, and he'll use like weird different objects to like create sounds in his music. Because if you listen to some of the Nine Inch Nails music, he was like, how the hell did he create this sound? Or where did he find this sample at? It's just weirdly in the song. And I kind of want to see, you know, the creation process that, because not only has he made songs for his, you know, his project Nine Inch Nails, but he's also has done soundtrack for The Social Network, Soul for Pixar Soul, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So he's done like soundtracks for movies, and he's actually won awards for them, which is I was surprised to see. Because he won award for The Social Network, and I think he won an award for Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, and I know he definitely won one for Soul. So
I didn't know he was involved
yeah.
with that. That's or Soul, that is. That's cool.
Yeah. And it kind of like it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing, because he's so busy working on film soundtracks and show soundtracks, because I think he did the soundtrack for the Watchmen show that I've still never seen yet, but I know he did like some music for that. But he's so busy with like these TV shows and movies that he doesn't have time to work on albums. So that's not us Nine Inch Nails fans are kind of like, Trent, where are you? We need more music, you know. Dying over here.
Do you like Halsey or Halsey?
I haven't listened to much of Halsey, but I know he did like produce her recent album, I think.
Yeah, and I've listened to a few of their songs. So it's like it's definitely has that sound. It just has like her lyrics. So you might like it, maybe. I don't know. You're like a super fan, so I don't know, you might just be like, what is this? But
Yeah.
like she's singing and not them. But yeah, I would check that out,
Right.
you know.
Yeah, I always try to like when artists are working with other artists, I try to, or at least artists I like, I try to like, you know, see how they are on somebody else's music. And sometimes I might like it, sometimes I might not. And usually when like they release an album and then they do like maybe a B-sides with remixes, I'm like, I usually hate the remixes because something about, I don't know, something about always with my favorite artists always seem to mess up remixes. I'm like, man, just I'd rather you just keep with the original. But on the flip side, I will say if they do like a slightly different version of the song, like if it's like a extended or they have or they're doing it like live and they put it on the album, like usually those are good. But like remixes done by either them or somebody else is like, nah, this is trash. Take it off the album.
That's funny. I'm like the opposite. I like love remixes. Not all of them, but like a good portion. I don't know, 'cause like it's a different perspective, so I
Yeah.
appreciate. Oh man.
And some of them are all right. It's just like most of, it's just weird. And maybe it's just the artists I've decided to listen to that usually just have like trash remixes. It could be like, other artists that have like amazing remixes, but I don't know. Just usually the artists I'm into, they usually have like not great remixes, in my opinion.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Still funny. Oh wait, sorry. All right, last question.
Right.
Let me see. I feel like I kind of asked this, but I'll just like, or like maybe you touched on it. But any other honorable mentions of a song that wasn't included on the list? Or playlist.
Besides the ones I mentioned earlier, I think, I don't know. I don't think I probably wouldn't add like too many more. Honestly, have to see. I mean, I would try to, it would not fit like with the playlist. And that's the problem sometimes because like the songs I might want to add, I just don't like flow well in the playlist. Like, I mean, I'm like, I've gotten super into this band called Primus, and like a lot of their music just would not fit in because like a completely different sound than the rest of the playlist. So I probably wouldn't add it, but there's a lot of songs from them that I think are really good. So.
Okay. What group was it?
Primus.
Okay. All
So that, yeah.
right.
Yeah, and then I got into them pretty recently. I probably started listening to them like last year, and I thought it's like a completely different sound than I'm used to, but it's something about like how the bass is done. Like the bass is like this definitely the standout instrument on Primus song. It's just like it's like a I think it's like a slide bass where they're like, the instead of like, regularly strumming the bass, you're like you have your fingers all over the entire bass, so it's like makes a completely different sound. And I just like how it sounds overall. It's definitely not for everybody, but I like it.
Okay. I feel like I heard it. I don't know. Or maybe I saw you post a song before. I'm not really sure.
I think I probably posted like a Primus song at one point
Okay.
that I liked. I
So you
mean,
like.
I usually don't because ugh, people judging my music taste. So,
I mean, they can kick rocks. I was gonna say something else, but I'll keep this language appropriate, I guess, for the most part.
right.
No, they can kick rocks, but I understand. People can be harsh, especially on Twitter, for like no reason.
Well, that's definitely true. I'm like, yeah, I think we can all like different things. We don't have to get like mean about our antagonistic. We just like different music,
Exactly.
and that is that.
I don't know. Twitter people are like, I love Twitter, but like, They're so
It's
I don't know how to
rough
describe
there. It's rough. It can be rough sometimes. I mean, people are just mean for no reason, but you know, it's like you said, it has its merits. It's likable
it.
sometimes.
But yeah, well, it was nice having you be on here.
Oh, of course.
And for being patient while I got my life together.
That's all good. I understand. Like, you know, life stuff gets in the way. You just have to put stuff off for a little bit. But, you know, here we are. We finally got to, you know, record or whatever.
So hopefully, I think I'll get the recording in like a day or so or something like that.
Okay.
I guess I'll probably be putting it up by Friday, hopefully. I'm terrible. I
Don't
need to
know.
get better at like posting. I post like once every like 2 months or something. It's ridiculous.
Over time, you know, you just get like more consistent with the posting. You know, give yourself a little more of a schedule. You know, you get better at uploading time. But I understand, like, you know, you have like probably other stuff going on, so
I don't
you know, you
know. I
kind
mean,
of
I do. And then so I have like a MacBook, and then they only have the Type C ports, which is so stupid, but
Oh
anyway,
yeah.
so I had to buy like an adapter, and then I lost the adapter, and I like had bought a mic and everything. So like the last time I recorded like a solo show or whatever. I had to do it on my phone because I couldn't use my microphone. I was like, all right, this is nice. So I think that kind of blew me for a bit. But I just bought like some new adapters. I'm like, all right, hopefully I don't lose these because that was ridiculous. I don't know how I lost it, but
Well,
somewhere.
yeah, but it happens. And I mean, I've heard about like the MacBooks and that just nothing but a Type C port. And I'm like, okay, you know, you don't have to be so different. You can give people other ports. Like, I don't even think, does that laptop even have like a SD card
It
slot
does.
or anything?
No,
It does or it doesn't?
it does not. I
Oh.
when I bought this, I actually really wanted a pro because, I'm just ridiculous when it comes to tech stuff. And then I wanted a pro, but I was like, all right, I don't got the money for all that. So I was like, I'm just gonna go get a MacBook Air and call it a day. And that definitely all I had was like the two ports and that's it. No CD thing, because I definitely still have CDs. I don't think I don't think they really include that anymore. I think you gotta buy like a separate
Oh yeah, because laptops and like in like particular have just like completely like removed that for some reason. And I mean, I kind of get it because a lot of people don't like own CDs as much anymore. But for like, you know, but there's like people that still like own Blu-rays and stuff like that, and that's new technology. You know, they can't even play that from their laptop because there's no CD player.
It's pretty lame, but
Yeah.
I guess that's what TVs or smart TVs and downloading and streaming, I guess that's what all that's for, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So hopefully I can get back into using my mic, except when I have a guest. I'll probably still be using this green room, which is actually pretty cool.
It seems like it's worked out like pretty well. I mean,
Yeah, so far, I mean, hopefully it sounds, cool enough, I guess, when I get the recording back. And at least no one tried to join and was like weird, because that would have been like
yeah, that
awkward.
would have been bad. Was there like a way you could have made the room private, or is it it just has to be public?
When I was trying to learn about it, I thought I had saw something about it being private, but I guess what it is like people can request to speak, and then I guess if you deny them, they can't speak, but they can listen. So
Oh yeah, that's right. Because it's almost like you know, like spaces on Twitter or whatever, you know, you can allow people to talk, not talk or whatever.
So yeah, so I guess it would have been like that. Like, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, like, now, I guess, like, if I actually have, like, a set day and time, I guess I could say that I'm having a live podcast. But, you know,
Yeah.
how can I do that? That's, wow.
Making ideas like right out the bat.
I
Yeah.
guess I should have did that. But yeah, I guess that's something to like do in the future. Like actually have a set date and time and, you know, promote. I hate promoting so much, but
Yeah. Not a fan either, but
I'm not a
I
fan.
see why it's sort of important. But yeah, I think the live idea is like a good idea because you can just get people in and they can like say something, and if they want to leave like midway, they can just go. You
Yeah.
just have like a bunch of different content from like different people.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably just gonna like try to reformat my podcast or whatever you want to call this. Like. But yeah. But thanks again for being on here. I appreciate you.
Of course, of course. Anytime. I'll definitely, like, if you want me to come back on, I'll definitely join again.
Course. Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to come up with a theme, but but yeah, I would love to have you on again. It was fun, you know, all this dramatic waiting, and it was, you know, at least it was worth the wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Was worth the wait. But yeah, I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course.
Well, I guess. That is all for this episode, whenever it lands. Yeah, I'm Trita. This is Sonic Souls. And I guess you could say your name.
Oh, yeah. Fuji. Hello.
And we're gonna sign off. And thanks again, everybody.
Bye bye.
Right.